fascinating sugya of music. It's been already 2 weeks in, and it really is a fascinating sugya. It's very, very powerful what music can do to a person. It can take a person and pick him up and bring him to a different level of simcha. One good niggun can sometimes do the opposite. We'll have to learn what else it can do. But the yisoid of shira is, like we said last week from the Radak, that the shir is a circle. A piece of jewelry that's circular is called a shir. Every song, without exception, that's a real song, comes full circle. It has a low point, it has a high point, and it comes back on itself. It has a certain form. And that form is always returning back to your source. You start somewhere and you come back. Coming home. The Maharal in Chidushi Agadis in Menachos Kuftes is Magdir. What exactly it is to sing. What's the definition of singing? So he says, Hashirahi Sheha'olul, the created being, is mishtoikek ela'ila, is desiring to go back to the one who created him, lihistabik bo yisbarach, and to connect. That's the root of what shira is supposed to be, is to come back home. And that's why we mentioned there are different popular words and even secular songs, which we discussed last time. But there's another popular word which comes up even in many, many secular songs. It's called coming home. You can do a check, probably with various technology. You can see how many times it says coming home in any types of songs. The reason is because that's what a shira is. Even in the Koach HaKedusha, it is in coming to the real home. The real home. Or going home to the wrong home. But either way, if it's a song, it's going to take you home. The question is where the home is going to be. And this is what it means in the Targum, in the beginning of Shir HaShirim. There were 10 songs that were written, 10 Shirim, 10 that were written, right? This is a CD with no filler space. Every one of the songs was a bestseller, right? Not like there are three good ones and the other ones, you're not sure what the guy was thinking. All 10, starting with Adam Arishan when he did Tshuva. Right before Shabbos, he sang Mizmor Shir Liyoma Shabbos. Says the Targum, he knew that Shabbos would be a protection and he was shuv. He returned home. And ending with Shlomo HaMelech, number 9 is Shlomo HaMelech. When he built the Beis HaMikdash, wrote a Shira as an expression of coming home. Finally, we have a destination for Klal Yisrael. We have the Beis HaMikdash, we have a home. And there's one that's not in the album yet. That's the Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. That's Liyom Shekulo Shabbos. When Mashiach comes, we're going to have one final song. But every song, without exception, if it's a song, brings you somewhere. Connects you back to something. Brings you home. So now the question is, where are you going home to? Where are you going home to? And the goal of most music is to bring you to bad places. And there's a sefer that we don't usually take out over here. It's a heavy sefer. It's called the Reishis Chachma. To bring it out, it's a holy sefer. I hope you guys all went to the mikvah before the shmuz. This is a sefer that is megala what's going on upstairs in Shemayim. What's really happening. And he tells us something that I was going out of my kalim from. Says the Reishis Chachma in Shar Ava. He says, Kimo Shishire Torah Gormim Dvekas Vashem Yisbarach. Just like singing a song of Divrei Torah brings you connection to Hashem, Kach Hashirim Shehanashim Oimros. When women sing a song, Shem Divrei Cheshek V'Nibul Peh, they're speaking in a way that's alluring, and they're speaking with words of Nibul Peh, Gormim Lahafrid Haneshama Mitzorachai. What it does is, it causes the neshama to stay away from Hashem, to be divorced from Hashem, and go with that lady. You bake your cake, you have to eat it. When you listen to that, when Chas V'Shalom, somebody listens in the world to these women, and to the nibble peh in the song, the neshama has to go and go into a gullus, and the person's like walking around without a neshama. And if a person's listening to stupidity, v'kama anoshim p'chusei nefesh, how many lowlives nimshachim acher divrei ashirim ha'p'chusim ha'eleh, this is written hundreds of years ago, have followed these lowlife types of songs, these white trash songs and the like. Uma abdim es nafshim, and they lost their souls from song. How? They went home, but to the wrong home. Instead of going home to their wife, they went to an Ashes Ishes. They went to the wrong place. Music takes you somewhere, and it's high, high power. And to use it is a choice of where to travel. When a person's listening to music, he's deciding where his neshama is going to go. And it's possible to lose everything from a song. A lot of times you find Bachrim, it's my profession, I deal with Bachrim, who are disconnected, and you can't explain it. Why? They're talented, they can learn, and this and that, and it doesn't seem like they're going to town all that much, or causing that much trouble, but they're disconnected. And then you sit with them, and you hear what they're listening to. They tell you what you're listening to. It creates a clot for the neshama. It's impossible for a person to come home if he's being pulled to another place. It has a koach ha-meshicha, a tremendous power. And there are places in Yerushalayim. There's even a place behind the Shuk. There's a certain restaurant that I'm not a big fan of. I don't like to say the names of places here. But it's a place with a heksher that's not up to our standard. And I asked somebody, what do you like about this place? And this is a place you can go. You don't have to go late at night, you know. You can go there at 7:30, 8, come back for night seder. He says, I like the music over there. Loud pop music. Do you know what happens to a bacher when they go somewhere for dinner where there's loud goyish music? Their parents really shouldn't pay tuition for yeshiva. Because when they come back, they're not in yeshiva. What it does right away is it goes right into the heart. It skips the seichel, and it takes everything that's good out of you and says, I want you to be low. I want you to be connected with trash. And you can't fix it. It takes a long time before that jukebox stops. And you see them bopping in the hole. Bop, bop, doobie, doop, doop, bop, bop. Right? That's a nice one of it. Right? Right? That's even not bad, right? From the old days. Now you guys know what it used to do during Bein Hasdarim. But Al Kol Panim, it grabs you and it has a hold on you. And it runs and runs and runs in a person's mind. And it connects. It's a mechaber like anything, much more than Shmiras Einayim. Because Shmiras Einayim is just a physical thing to see. And you see it, you go, whoops, you turn away, fine. This is grabbing your heart and saying, it's mine. It's mine. All of your emotions are going to be mine. And who are we going to attach to? Who are we going to attach to? Rav Nachman Mibreslov in Likutei Maharan says the Davar Mavil. He says it matters who's singing the songs. Not just the type of music, but who's singing them. He says, Iker hadveikis v'schabrus l'Hashem yizbaruch mizeh oylem ha'shofa v'agash mi'anomach ma'oid hu'al yidei nigen v'zimra. The thing that could put a person into Gan Eden when he's here in such a low place is a good niggin. This is a real Hasidic Shavard over here. Ukemoshe Ron Bechush. We see it. Afilu Adam Harachok Ma'od Me Hashem Yisbarach. Someone who's far away. Al Pirov Al Yidei Niggin Nesoyer. He gets into a niggin, he comes back. And we know this. It makes a person very happy. The Rambam writes in Shmona Prakim, when a person's suffering from depression, right? He should listen to music. David HaMelech, that was his first job in the palace, right? Shaul was suffering from depression. David was able to bring Shaul's neshama to a place to actually relieve clinical depression. We know the power. But he says, Rak kisheshomen anigen miminagnim that are tzaddikim. But if you hear it from Rishayim or Kalim or lowlives, it could be so much more damaging. Kisheshomim nigunim mehem, you become like them. It takes you into their world. When you hear zmiras from good, decent people, hamachavnim es libam be'emes la'Hashem yisbarach, who are really trying to connect to Hashem. Or you try to get into a niggin that's for the right reason, then you'll go to places that there's no self, to the highest places. But it's always going to attach you to something. It's always going to attach. And there are two parts to a song. There are the words and there's the tune. And it's in psukim everywhere. Shiruloi, zamrulo. There are two words we use for singing. There are actually more, but we're going to focus on two. Shiru is a song, singing, and zamru, shira and zemer. Says the Be'er Avram, the Rav Avram ben Agra, in his Parish on Tehillim. He says shira is the words of a song, and zemer is the tune that you're going to use. There are two parts to every song. There's the words. And there's the tune. And you have to pick the right tune for the right words. And this is something very, very interesting and very problematic. Because if there are words, right? So the words have to get you somewhere. So what niggin is going to get you to this place? We have no idea what we're singing. It's actually sometimes humorous and sad. Right? Guys, you're already laughing before I even tell my joke. But sometimes you'll hear on Shabbos, right? People are singing, you know, whatever they know. They go, Ha Beit Mishamayim Urei Ki Yinu Lagvakeles Bagayim. Right? You know, we're singing, Shabbos is supposed to be a happy day. It's about getting shechted like sheep. We're not in the concentration camp here, Rabosai. It's Shabbos. And people are singing, Ubechal, Ubechal. This is not a Shabbos song. Do you know when we sing this in yeshiva? We sing this. There's one time the Rosh Yeshiva has to sing this. And I didn't know what he was doing until I was thinking about it. Right before the end of Yom Kippur Davening, when we say Hashemu Elokim, and we say Shema Yisrael, the Rosh Yeshiva stops the whole place, and everyone goes, da-da-dum, da-da-dee-da-da-da-dum. And I'm sure everyone's wondering, why is Rosh Yeshiva starting a niggin over there? You know what he's doing? And it worked for me. First, I was a little bit upset. I'll be honest. Nobody told me about it. And I didn't know where we were going to go with this niggin. And then I was thinking of the words, and I understood the Rashiv is trying to get us somewhere. That the whole idea at the end, all the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, when you say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you have to have in mind to dial Pi Kiddush Hashem. So Shashiva picked a niggin that would get us there to picture all of the people in the history of Klal Yisrael who, despite all the suffering, never forgot Hashem. That's the proper context for that song. But we have no idea what we're doing. And it comes up in so many ridiculous places. Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, in his Parish Al HaTorah, in Miketz, Perek Mem Gimel of Breishis, says the most incredible thing. He says that Zmira, Zemer, comes from the root of a bud on a zomer is a bud on a grapevine that's about to produce a fruit. He says, why is Zmira? Zmira is the song, is the tune. It's not the words, it's the tune. Why is the tune something called something that's about to produce fruit? A zomer is about to produce fruit. It's about to produce that grape. He says something gorgeous. He says there's a fundamental difference between Jews and non-Jews, in terms of their attitude towards music. He says in the opera, that was, we don't do opera, I've never met a Bacher as an opera issue. Broadway plays, I've met Bacher, you know? Les Mis, whatever. But I've never met somebody, la 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 la, right? Nobody has, I could listen to that stuff, it's hard for me to believe it, I have any bad hashbah, just laughing hysterically. But I'll go pun him. There was something called opera, and he says there's something fundamentally different between the way the Goyim work things and the way we do. They first have a great tune. They're using their violins, they're using their guitars, and then they need something to just stick in, right? And if you've heard any of these songs, it makes a lot of sense. They just stick in words, right? They just put in as many things as can go, and no one even cares what the words are. If the beat is good and the sound is good, sometimes it's even better if the words don't make any sense. It's part of the fun. That's the way a guy makes a song. Says Rav Shimshon Fall Hirsch, the opposite happens when a yid makes a song. Hopefully, if he's doing it the right way. He takes the tune is supposed to create a fruit. What's the fruit? That somebody will be able to understand emotionally the words that they're singing in a new way. That until now they didn't really feel it. They didn't understand what these words were about. But now that they have this niggin, then it bore fruit for them. They reached something with these words. The words themselves now have real meaning. That's the destination for a yid. And there are songs without any words. And the Hasidish and Igunim really don't have words. And the truth is, that's an avoida gedoyla. If you're listening to a song without any words, you have to somehow connect to something ruchni. And my Rebbe Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal said that our generation is not capable of listening to music without words. He didn't mean that you can't put on beats and listen to music without words. He says we're so tiny that we don't know where to go with a song if it doesn't have words. We could end up in Disneyland by accident, right? Or we could end up at the Yankee game, or worse. Because when a person's listening to a niggin, they're traveling and traveling and traveling. And the words function as a destination. I was actually thinking, this is for the Olam, perhaps we could be machadish the following thing. That the tune, the word zemer, which is the tune, is osios remes. Remes, which is a hint. In general, what's the concept of remes in the Torah? Remez is when something's not explicit. When something's explicit, it's state mefurish. It says that somewhere. When something's a remez, it's not saying something, but it's hinting to something. All nigunim are a remez. They're hinting to a world of death. And a person can decide where they're going to go with that thing. But what happens when, Rachmana Litzlan, there are the wrong tunes? There are the wrong tunes. So that means you're going in the wrong place. Today they have CDs with Goyisha tunes for Jewish words. Not, this is a lot worse than what Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch was talking about. Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch was talking about that a guy comes up with a tune and then he says it's a great tune, I'll put some words to it. Right? And a yid has good words, then finds a tune. This is worse. I have a tune in a cesspool. Right? I have a tune that's from the top movie of the year. Right? Now, I want to stick Hashem in there. Stupid man! Hashem is screaming as you're pushing him in. Sticking him into that song. Do you know what happens when a person does this? I would not want the Gehenna of somebody who does this to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We don't realize what this is. This is sticking Hashem into a cesspool. Taking Hashem into the middle of a club. That's what you're doing. And for the people who never heard the song, so then you can use the Heliga, a niggin is not makabel tuma. Right? Sometimes I laugh. I go to a Yerushalmi wedding and I hear the songs and all the Yerushalmis are going about. I'm like, wait, that's the theme song of such and such. I can't believe they're enjoying it. They don't have a clue. They don't have a clue. And in our level, if you don't have a clue, then Mistama, we're probably going up. Lefi Madrigasa, Madrigasenu. But someone who knows that song from before is now making a chalent with Chazer inside. He even knows, instead of, baby, or I love you, girl, it's Hashem, ani ohev otcha. That's sticking Hashem into a base zonos. And it's a chil Hashem noira. And these people who get 13 billion hits have become Rosh Yeshiva for our generation. They have the most influence on the young generation. And they're being mechalel the Ribbono Shel Olam's name. They're taking ideas, they're all at best amaratzim. At worst, they're smoking up every night and then some. And they're doing LSD in order to be mechaving to the Shemus HaKadoshim of their songs. And then they put these things out for all of us to listen to. And they're being ma'ariv all of this tumah. It's a decision. It's a very big decision what we listen to. A very big decision. And one musician once said, what do you expect from me? He says, 80% of my requests at chuppas are for goyisha tunes. What do you expect from me? Right? What do I expect from you? I expect you to be Jewish. If you're going to influence the youth of this generation, you better have guidance. And all of these idiots are running around with their stupid songs, most of them ridiculous and worse. And they're just sending them out for everyone to listen. Why not? It's just a song. There's not one person in this room who thinks there's such a thing as just a song after the past 3 weeks. There's no such thing as just a song. It's a major decision. And I'm actually in a little bit of an embarrassment what I allow in my house, because it's almost impossible to control what's going on. But it's something that you could cry about. And Hashem does. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, on Daf Kuf Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan, HaKorei Pasuk Shel Shira Shirim, V'Oisa Aso Kimin Zemer. Somebody who takes Shira Shirim and turns it into a song, V'HaKorei Pasuk Bebeis Mishtos Below Zmano. And somebody who takes something into a bar, a song into a bar, a Yiddish song, not at the proper time of when he's drinking on Yom Tovim at the table, L'chvod Hashem, Mevi Ra La'olam, he brings evil into the world. He brings evil into the world. Mipnei Sha'atorah Chogeres Sak, the Torah is wearing sackcloth. And it says, V'omedes L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it comes in front of Hashem, V'omedes L'fnei Rabbi Nisholam, Asuni Banecha Kikinor Shebenagnim Bo'leitzim. They've made me into an idiot. They've made me into a guy strumming who's collecting money on a street corner. They've made me cheap. Says Rashi, what did they do wrong? Says Rashi, Shekori benegina acheres. They used the wrong tune. She'eno nakudba. This was not the intended tune of this pasuk. And they sang it. And there are all sorts of tshuvas in halacha about this. Rav Moshe Feinstein's the most machmir. In general, it's accepted that if we take the Torah and we use it for an aliyah, if we make songs that will allow us to grow, the general accepted psak, it seems to be, is that that's the way Klal Yisrael's noeg. But this Gemara is talking about taking the Torah and bringing it into the trash. And this is exactly what's happening. It's a decision. It's not by coincidence that it mentions bringing the Torah into a bar. That's exactly what it's saying, is bringing it into those musagim. Everything has to be with the proper kol, with the proper Kiddush Hashem. So much so that the Reishis Chachma says that when a Yid sings a Pasuk, this is unbelievable, the Reishis Chachma before this says that when you sing Tehillim in Shul, you should make sure you have a good voice if you're going to be loud. He's bringing from the Zayir HaKadosh. You should make sure you have a good voice. Why? Because you're representing the Pasuk. And if you don't sound good to other people, then it doesn't make the pasuk look good. We don't think in these terms. It says it's a decision, right? The problem is all of us think we have the best words, right? Shoychanat! Right? Everybody thinks that they're the best chazan, like people are, right? So you have to get three friends together and go, how do I sound? Like, tell me the truth. But it's anybody who has a sweet voice, he's being Mekadeshim Shamayim with this niggin. And this is real. This is real. And we know this. Watch people in the halls. They're empty people. Watch. I have very thin walls in my office. And I can hear all the emptiness of people who are alone. Just nothingness. Constant nothingness. They're jukeboxes of emptiness. And it takes time to let it leave. A person has to let it out. Now we have to come to another sugya. This is a complicated sugya, which is, I want to raise a question. We used to dance in circles, even at Yeshiva Mesibas. Remember those days? You held people's hands. Now, watch what happens. Everybody smashes into each other as many times as you can. It's unbelievable. This happened within the past 5 to 7 years. I don't know exactly. It's just, and the better the Mesiba, the more, you need a helmet to go to a Mesiba. And by the way, it's the same thing at Chasnas. It's impossible to get into the middle. Do you know why? There are no circles. It's just a big mishmash of pushing and killing. It's much dangerous to find the chasen at a chasen. It's much dangerous. What happens over here? Let's try to understand this on a very deep level. Why do we sing in, why do we dance in a circle? So, songs, we said, are circles, right? When you're listening to a real song, you know what the song does? It creates circles. It creates people who see every one of their friends and see, I'm in this thing, you're in this thing, we're all in it together. And there's a clear symphony of how we work together as a unit. That was the music that we used to have. It used to create an understanding of a circle. And that's me'ein la'asid lovoi. Me'ein, what it says in the Gemara in the end of Tainus. It says, what's going to happen in Olam Haba? Amar Rebbe Lazar, Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasus mechol tzadikim. Hashem's going to make a circle for tzadikim. V'hu yoshev b'neim b'gan Eden. And everyone's going to point be'etzba and say, Hine Elokeinu zekivinolo. This is Hashem that we're waiting for. Why are we dancing in a circle there? Because everything is clear. Everything's going back in its perfect form. And that's the way music works. However, to quote Rav Shlomo Freifeld, when he heard Jimi Hendrix for the first time, he said the following incredible zug. He said, this is music of a disturbed generation. Now, I would like to explain why he said this about Jimi Hendrix. I mean, Jimi Hendrix, Hagom v'Hagodol. How can he say this? How can he get away with saying this? There's something that was nischadesh in music, which we have to appreciate. And this is why music does not create any more happiness, but it creates anger and it creates chaos. Music now, for example, why if I play my guitar over here, so you just hear the guitar, but if I go right next to the speaker, playing with feedback, you know what feedback is? Playing a song, right? Jimi Hendrix, Biyamov. Playing a song with feedback is to create a song that doesn't have a rhythm. That basically, you're busting out of the rhythm. You're getting out of here. I'm out. It's an enjoyment of being disturbed, of being angry, of not conforming to the circle, busting out of there. And when a person listens to this, it creates tremendous anger, tremendous aggression. If a person goes to a, I don't even know if they have heavy metal anymore, they still have these things? They rip off their shirts. Do you know why they rip off their shirts? The music creates destruction within them. The word beged, which is clothes, and the word begida, which is rebellion, are the same. Do you know why it is that so many boys walk outside? People will go to Gan Soccer without their shirts on. I've never seen this in my life. Like, they think that they're the Incredible Hulk. I don't know, they think they have all these moguls on their body. The entire world should see them. Look, I'm a double black diamond sleaze globe. Shkayach. By the way, every time I touch these bumpy people, it's uncomfortable. I like fat people. No, I'm serious. When you slap a fat person, it feels good. These bumpy people, like they're, something's wrong with their shoulders. I don't know why they spend years working on being so bumpy. Bichlal. But this is their big moment in the sun, right? The music's playing, and they just take off their shirts. Why? It's rebellion. It's rebellion. And no one will ever be Kona Torah this way. No one will ever be Kona Torah, because Torah is about seeing the Shira of Hashem. Being part of Kisvu Lachem es Hashira Hazos. Anyone who wants to be wild and out of control will just end up taking off their shirt in public. But they won't become somebody who's pnimi, who's neshamadik. They'll relate to all the moguls in their body. And they call it workout music. Why can't a person work out to Avram Fried? I work out a little bit. I know you guys can tell. Do you know that I can work out to Dvekis? No, I tried, by the way, to work out to Bechiris. I'm like, I'm going to work out and learn Maseches Bechiris. I'm panting, I'm like, Rabba Abai, I can't. I tried it. I got to Daf Yud Beis, and I said, forget it. I can't do this anymore. I'm either stopping Bechiris or I'm stopping exercise, I'm stopping something. But I can exercise to soft music. Do you know why? Because the purpose of the music is to distract you from the pain. When you're enduring pain in exercise, but it's not to make you angry. People think that workout music is supposed to create aggression. Do you know why it is that the people who work out, when there's a fight, they'll all run, ooh, a fight. And they think they're coming to be like the Jewish Defense League. It's not that. They're not the Jewish Defense League. They probably don't even know how to fight. Anytime a Jewish bachur tries to fight, I end up in the hospital with them overnight. It doesn't work. Right? Why do they want to fight? Not because of their working out, but because of the aggression of the music they listen to. They created an aggressive situation where they think that they're pashut ready to destroy the world, Rachmana Litzlan. And there are all types of these types of things that are going on right now. We have also, we have raves, we have all this, these beats, and the way they work is incredible. I was once in my house at night. I live, unfortunately, next to a forest, which is good for view, but sometimes at 4 in the morning, someone screams, Nachman! Scares the living daylights out of me. We once had people staying for Sukkot, renting my house. We forgot to tell them that they're going to almost Chas V'Shalom be house. You know, imagine you're in your Sukkot in the building, Nachman! Right? Nobody tells you about that. But then there are these people who, like, they come in there, and they made a, I call it a Mediterranean rave, because it was like beats, but with, it was an Arabic, it was complex. I was trying to fall asleep. It was so loud. And I can't describe to you how I felt. I was seeing colors the whole night. And I felt like, the only thing I could describe, I don't know if they still have pinball. I felt like a pinball. You know when it gets locked in the thing and goes, bang, goes to the other place? I was getting shot from sofa olam ad sofa. It was crazy. It was cool, kind of. Try it once, you know. Try it once. But it was total chaos. It was total chaos. It's not music. It creates aggression. It takes away beauty. It takes away sympathy. It takes away a person's ability to look at the world in this proper way. And it goes... I once went on Great Adventure. They had this ride called Free Fall. That's the only muscle I have for it. Like, go all the way up and just get dropped. Right? It's chaos. It's chaos. And it's incredibly dangerous. So I wrote a few songs, as the Elam knows. So once, the Bachman wanted, I don't know, we were working on a song. And I'm now working with Rib Zevi on some other songs. I hope they're going to fit in the right category. But I'll call upon him. Zevi and I are working on some things, but the Bachram, I think they wanted to try to make a techno version of one of my songs. Fine. So I listened to it, right? I hope I'm the only person who heard this version. And okay, that I recognize the words of what I said. All of a sudden, in the middle of the singing, it sounds like when you unplug a computer, like while the thing is working. And then I didn't know what happened. All of a sudden, you hear this little voice. It sounds like the guy got flushed down the toilet. And then he's coming out. And he's back again. I'm like, what is this? This is a video game. This is not a song. I'm like, no, this is really how people get into things today, Revi. It's a meshugan avelt. It's a meshugan avelt. Rachmana Litzlan. And it does something to us like this. And rap music, Rabosai. Rap music is kulo kas. It's just it's so anger related that you can't put too much music in there because it ruins the anger. Just anger and anger and anger. And even the Jewish rap, it's not music. It's declarations. It's kind of like color war. You know, like, we are the blue team. Like, we love Hashem, and you know we really love him. I'm telling you, we love him. Ooh. Right? That's not music. It's a guy who really, I guess, really loves Hashem. He's great. He's great, but that's really going to make you very nervous. If somebody's screaming at you about loving Hashem, it's dangerous. It's not good for the heart. It's really not healthy. So, Akol Panim Rabosai, we have to come back to normalcy. We have to come back. We have to stop. We have to stop. I guarantee you, whoever goes on the right track, whoever starts making decisions in their music, the whole life will change. I promise whoever does this that they will come back to me in 6 months and tell me I'm right. I promise. I'll even offer, why not? I'm feeling wild and crazy. I'll even offer someone $100 if I'm wrong. If somebody follows the program of really deciding to listen to proper music, I'm not going to lose this bet. I'll give you $100. But you better prove to me you didn't have an aliyah. You better prove to me, like as soon as you tell me I want the $100, you'll be like, ah, Hashem, Torah, Rabbi, dinner second. Okay? We should also be zeicha shiruloi, zamruloi, sicha b'chal nefesach. What? You have to figure it out. It's complicated.